Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday night cap with the Dame and Imaj Day. I want to welcome everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Tonight we have a special treat for you. We will be hanging out with Glenarda Taylor, and also known as Fortunato, the erotic, the sharing of some pieces of his best tonight. So I'm super excited. Let me get my co-host in with me. You there?
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are
hello.
You?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm awesome. This week has been extra fun. So I am waiting for Friday. So glad that it's finally here.
I am super excited. Our first, like, guest. I'm so excited. Yay. Oh, boy.
I think my phone is breaking up. I can't get my phone. I have some technical difficulties around here. And this weather is super cold. So, how's the weather in there tonight, out there in New Jersey tonight?
I don't even know how to describe this cold mess up here. It is freezing. It is, let's see here. My little app is telling me it's 15 degrees here.
Oh, I can say, and I think our guest is on the line for the Wednesday. I'll bring him on the line with us this evening. Hello, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? I was saying I hope I didn't startle y'all. You know, I was giving y'all a chance to go ahead and express you all, so, you know.
We haven't gotten any trouble yet. Now, I will press this to say that Taylor tends to get me in trouble, so be prepared.
Okay, no problem.
Already, see, we having problems and situations already, and we are not even 5 minutes into the show yet. Let me see. I don't start trouble. I don't get anybody into trouble. All I do is I just make conversation. That's all I do. What happens after that, I'm not responsible for. That's all I do.
Very responsible.
I don't start any trouble. I am nice. I am sweet. I am wholesome. I don't start any trouble.
Everything that girls are made of.
Wow. Well, you know, they say the quiet one started trouble.
You know what? Why would you say?
So we're already starting to get this.
I wanted him to believe me. Like, and you just...
I believe you.
I mean... Thank you. That's all that matters. See? He said he believes me. That's all that matters.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. What should I call you? Should I call you by your real name or should I call you Mr. Fortunato?
Hey, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're comfortable with, I'm down with it.
Your answer is better, right?
Yeah, I will answer to it.
Well, introduce yourself to our listening audience this evening.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say good evening to everyone, east, west, you know, north, south, wherever you all from. My real name is Leonardo. I go by the name Freaknardo as a poet. I mean, to be honest, most people don't even know my real name is Leonardo, so, you know, but That's my name, you know, and the freak really just means abnormal, unusual, and different, because I just like being from out of this world. Wherever I do, you know, I just want to be different from, you know, anyone else on this planet. But at the same time, with being different, I'm really in the game to support and help everyone. So that's my lifestyle, you know. I'm big on giving back to other artists and people.
I'm sorry, I missed the part. All I heard was giving people. What was the last statement that you made? Because I just heard giving people. I'm sorry. Maybe.
That's because you naughty. You probably thought I said give a head or something. I don't know. But no, I'm just saying I'm a different poet. But I love giving back to other artists. You know, that's what I am.
Oh, giving back. Okay, I got you. Giving back. Okay, I got you.
I thought your mind was somewhere else.
It wasn't. I promise. All I heard, I don't know. Maybe it was my phone. All I heard was giving people. I mean,
I mean, that's what poets should do, because some are selfish. So, you know, it's better to give than receive all the time. A lot of people want to receive praise, but they want to get down on your knees and give it to other people.
See, okay, I understand. I completely understand. I'm trying my best to behave, but you're just—I mean, you're throwing me bones, and I'm trying to behave. I mean, man, I'm trying very hard.
Okay, I can behave.
I said I would try this week. I'm working on it. So far, I've been 7 minutes in. I think I've been doing pretty good.
Oh, that's what's up. So what's going on? Tell me about this show. This is my first time dialing in. What's up?
Okay. Well, basically, me and Amaj, we just talk about things. And, you know, whatever our listeners want to talk about, sometimes they give us ideas. But it's of a much more mature content sometimes. We have different topics throughout the night. Some might be borderline, you know, very racy. Some are not that racy. No, that's a lie. They're pretty much racy. We've discussed a couple of things. We've discussed mechanical toys. We've discussed other types of toys. We've found out that Imaj was, she's taking some pole dancing classes. We have a couple of, we talk about it all.
Well, I'm ready to get it kicked off there.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, by all means.
What's the first topic for the night?
I believe the first topic of the night is just what makes a freak a freak. Like, what is it? What does that definition mean to people? And, you know, how do you determine whether or not you're a freak?
Well, you know, it depends. Like I said, I gave you the mindset from my name. But to me, honestly, I think it's somebody that's just spontaneous and very adventurous. You know, they're always trying to go to the outer limits to satisfy or please the other person or just please himself or herself. You know, it's just, and that's what it is. Even with the word freak, you always want to be strange. You know, you always want to do something. I always tell people, no matter what you do, you want to do something that anybody else did in the bedroom before. You know, explore your own galaxy. You know, you pick up a little something, this person or this website, and you invent your own thing, you know. And to me, that's what it is, you know, because you can't really narrow it down to one thing. It just, you know, you just have to explore, you know, be willing to go where no other man has gone before, or woman. You know, you just got to let it all hang out, you know. Like, I don't know how far you want to take this tonight, you know, so we can go there.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what was going on with the other phone line. So I apologize if you were trying to get in contact with me.
I don't know. I always take things to the extreme. So I don't know. I guess Imaj, I guess I don't know how to gauge when enough is enough. So I don't know. He asked how far should he take this, and I say take it to the wheels fall off. But that was just me.
Well, me personally, I'm with the whole wheels falling off until we break a bed or something. But before we get really deep into everything, I got some questions for Mr. Fortunato so that our listeners can really get to know you. Because I got to know you through your poetry while working with Love and Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some pieces that I clearly needed to step away and have a drink on a couple times. So I know your body of work, and I'm like, oh, man, this dude is so super awesome. So definitely now with your alter ego, Fortunato, what made you want to create a, even I have an alter ego, like, my real name is not Imaj Ade. That is not my name. That is not what my mama named me. But I write up under my alter ego as well. So what made you really want to have an alter ego?
Well, what most people don't know about me, I'm really shy. Only the close people knows that. When I was growing up, I was shy. I didn't like talking to girls. I didn't fit in, you know, I felt I wasn't handsome, you know. So my alter ego always kept me out of trouble, always made me see things in another light, another world. So when I first started writing poetry, you know, I was always smooth with my tongue, but I didn't know what to do with it. So a lady said she's going to call me Freak Nardo. So she said she's going to call me Freak Nardo, you know, because that was part of my real name, Flynnardo. That was like in 93, 94, and it stuck. And then over the years, it just became an alter ego. You know, sometimes I used to be able to control him. Sometimes I couldn't. But now we got an understanding. And, you know, he comes out when he had to hit the stage or when he's writing. And half of the time, most people talking to Flynnardo. So when most people, you know, that might like my work, they'd be like, okay, let's go add Flynnardo. But what they don't understand, no, we two different people, because Flynnardo like to network with people. Flynnardo say, okay, you can come and join my party, but if we ain't talking on Facebook, then what's the purpose of us being friends? That's how Flynnardo roll. So they need to understand the difference, but alter egos are so cool. Plus, I'm a Gemini, so I live the alter ego rule.
Okay, so you're two-sided all the way around.
All the way, seven. All day, seven. Love it.
Okay, well, I definitely understand, because really, Imaj is a totally different person than Jamie.
Okay,
so
that's what
the two are two different people. Conversations go two different ways. But, yeah, the alter ego. And I would never think that you were a shy person. Because just from the conversations that you and I have had, I don't think you're a shy person. Can't tell it.
I mean, like I said, what you see on videos and stuff like that, that's the alter ego. Yeah, that's all him. I'd be nervous if I get on the stage, and then when I get there, I just transform.
Yeah, that adrenaline kicks in. That's definitely what that is, because I'm the same way completely. So what are you currently working on right now? What are you up to?
I'm glad you asked. I have just this morning finished my first urban novel. I'm going to send it out so I can have it maybe ready by April, May time frame. And I didn't write that under the Fortunato. I wrote that under my real name, which is Flynnardo. And it's called A Poetic Whore. It's going to be an awesome, incredible novel. It's about a poet that runs an escort service with his girlfriend. And so much drama behind pussy get them in so much trouble that it leads to murder, lies, deception, everything. And you get to see the life of a poet that runs an underground service and how he changed his life to protect the people he loved. It's going to be an awesome urban novel. You know what I'm saying? Got everything in there. Poetry, sermon, lifestyle, some erotic sex scenes. I mean, if you like anything by Zane or any black African urban novel, you're going to love this one.
I'm already in love with the, just knowing what's going on. As soon as it comes out, please come back and hang out with us, and then also check out Urban Image Magazine as well, and I can do a review because I'm already excited.
Okay.
It is nice, but after.
Oh, that's what's up. Oh, yeah, yeah, but like I said, I don't finish this. It's going to be nice. It's about a poet named Malachi and a girl named Aspirella. And they got some adventures going on in the book. And also with the book, I'm dropping my first full 16-track erotic CD because everybody asked me to do one. So the time is now. So I'm working on some. It's going to be called Erotic Scriptures. And we're going to get it in.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I just like to say that when the book comes out, I would like my copy signed, please. And I would also like my CD, my copy signed, please. And thank you.
Hey, that's no problem. That's what I do. And also in the process, my website is pretty much up. It's running now. I just haven't really been telling nobody. You know, it's on freaknardo.com. And there you'll be able to check out, you know, a little future preview of the book, you know, and some stuff I'm working on. You know, a couple old music out there, you know. So I'm slowly grinding behind the scenes right now.
Well, it sounds like you are a busy, busy man.
Hey, what can I say? I'm just trying to make things happen.
I definitely understand that. And where do you usually find your inspiration for things? Because even though I just started writing erotic poetry like some months ago, and sometimes I find inspiration just throughout my day. Like if it's a bad day, you know, my pillow princess needs to be unleashed. So,
wow.
You know, where do you find inspiration?
You know what? I can find inspiration for stimulation everywhere. I'm not going to even lie. I can read the Bible and find stuff out of there. I mean, it just comes to me. I'm not going to even lie. I see pictures, see beautiful ladies, Mother Nature, life cards, reading other people's poems. I just pick up on it. I just flow with it.
Okay. Well, that is awesome. I know that this caller has been on hold, and I do apologize. I'm going to welcome our first caller in for the evening. Area code 504.
Good evening. How y'all doing? This is Miss Brianna.
Good evening. Your
Hello.
Name
How y'all doing?
Well, awesome. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. What's going on, Fignato?
Hey, what's up? You know, Miss Creona. A lot of people don't know that Miss Creona is online, and she's like my Wonder Woman / you know, Batman, Supergirl type erotic sister, you know. Me and her will be working on some wild stuff.
You all actually do. I've read Miss Creona. I've read you.
Dang it.
Also through Love and Poetry, and some days you get me going. Get me going.
Oh. Well, okay, I'm glad to know I'm able to assist you with some things.
And I hate that I missed y'all. You all came to North Carolina a few months back, and I hate that I missed you all.
Yeah, ooh. We turned that show out, you know. We tried to get you.
You all will come back this way again.
Well, it might be a long time, but, hey, you never know. Maybe you can set some up and get up there. You pack out the house, we'll come.
Yeah, yeah, because of course, you know, I'm no longer in Charlotte now. You know, I'm now in San Diego, but, you know what I'm saying, if I have a reason to get on that plane, then I'm there.
Well, now that I know you're in San Diego, well, we can, I can go on the plane too, so we can come hang out. You know, okay. I'll rack up frequent flyer miles.
Awesome. Okay. We can do that. We'll plan that for this year.
Yeah, that's
I will make it happen.
But, yeah, you know, I have to make sure that I call them and support them. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We make sure we support each other as well as all the artists, you know, no matter what different projects that we try to be successful at. You know, that's what the game is about. That's what the poetry community should be about. So I'm just paying it forward.
Right. I definitely understand. We thank you so much for hanging out and showing that support. Because even, you know, I just really kind of just started getting my name out there for poetry because I was doing so many other things. So poetry has always been my first love. And I've seen where it can be really supportive, and it has been points where it's not so supportive. So
exactly.
I like being around the supportive.
Yeah, we live for that. We live for that. You know what I'm saying? We really live for that. I mean, like right now, I'm networking, you know what I'm saying? It don't take me long. You know, I saw Taylor just hit me up as a friend. I'm already going through that horn, through her pages. That's what I do.
Not a poetry.
Yeah.
Well, hence the name of the book, Poetry Whore.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the poetic whore, but, you know, it's close enough.
Poetic,
you know.
Whore. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry. Once I get them pictures up, I'll make sure you be the first to know, you know. So, but you know, I'm here, man. Well, I got my girl Creonis on the phone. How about I do what I do? Because that's what y'all got me here for, right?
Yes, because I like I said, I've seen some of your works together. So, yes.
But this is for her because she's in San Diego, but this is peace that she inspired me. You asked me earlier what inspired me. Sometimes all it takes is one poem line. But Miss Creonis had a line in her poem called Baby Shower in the Throat. I was inspired to write my whole poem to that one line. And I want to do this poem right now.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Have you ever been to a baby shower where a woman can drain you of your powers? I'm talking about standing butt naked while a woman is on her knees. Her head game is so good, every time she pulls your skin, your butt cheeks automatically squeeze. I'm looking at her lips and they are so enticing. She has a mouthpiece that is perfect for slicing and dicing. I'm talking about how she can deep throat and then scrape me with her teeth. Damn, that would drive any man crazy. She moans and she slurps and she stops and whispers. I want you to impregnate my throat with your delicious coat of cream and juices. And my dick was made a word, and her mouth is a home for verbal abuse. She said her mouth has gravity like the black hole, equipped to swallow any pole. This I had to see. So tonight, her mouth and I are going half on a baby. I began to twist my fingers in her dreads, and she began to press down on my head. She said she liked to leave her eyes wide open so she can watch my emotions. Baby, the only thing you will see is sweat because I began to pump your tonsils with slow locomotions. I take my time slowly grinding against her tongue. She began to slurp and spit. You know, a freak like that nasty shit. She deep throat me down and come back with a winding tongue. I promise she did that one more time. I probably have been done. Her moans become louder and grunts become harder. I begin to thrust a little deeper. I'm sucking my stomach in like a shooting torpedo with every stroke. She laughs and say, that all you got? And I say, Miss Creonis, I'm about to leave cum stains on the inside of your brain. Because I love a woman that talks shit. This is the only time I'll call a woman a bitch. But I'll call you anything when your lips are pressed between my dick. I begin to pop my ass like I'm doing hip-hop abs, dancing in her mouth. She from New Orleans, but I'm Alabama South. She grabbed my booty cheeks and pulled me in. I grabbed her shoulders so we could be on one accord. I close my eye because I'm about to pump her out her insides. We are slutty raw at this moment. Sweat dripping. I'm yelling, you want these C's. Motherfucker, do you want these C's? I can't hear because her mouth is full. She mumbles, I place one leg on her shoulder and pump everything into her mouth. Juice and salami are bouncing back on my stomach. Oh, I love this now. I must admit that she is a trooper, and she is taking it hard and strong. She began to twist my dick with her hands while she slurped. Her nose is rubbing against my pelvic. I'm leaning on the back of my heels, beating her face, impact after impact. Then I'm moaning, don't stop, damn it, don't stop. She's such a good woman because she obeys. I slay her mouth like a dragon, off with her head. I can feel my nut rises from my gut. I can feel the tension in my butt. This creepiness, I'm about to come. And she moan and moan. I grab the back of her head so I can have a direct aim. I'm about to strike gold and all in her well. So I shoot, and the first load knock her face back, but she swallows and stay on attack. The second load came with a harder force. I don't believe her mouth has it on 18-hole golf course. She drained every drop and every sip. The rest she spread on her lips like gloss. She said it tastes like secret sauce. If her mouth ran for president, I cast my vote. But tonight, I'm glad I was invited to a baby shower in her throat. That's that piece.
Really?
That's
how you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Oh, all right.
I read that piece.
Cool, two snaps and a twist. All right, now. Okay.
Well, Miss Cleomis, that inspired <Yes. laughs> inspired by you. Oh, my goodness.
That's not even my fault. I was just sitting there minding my business. I swear I was. I ain't mean no harm when I said it. It just came to me. Plus, it's original. You know, it's an original line.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have to do it like that. So what I had to do was when he did that, I had to do this poem called Detox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please share if you like.
Okay. He came into the room, noticed the wetness of my box, like sweating through a sauna. Crackhead, dinges, mess head, scratches, weed head, munches. I'm hungry for his dick to swell. My well would pulsate and steal. Yeah, his ride is to enter and exit my holes. I want him so bad until my clit throbs, legs shaking, juices brewing. He performs triangular strokes, screaming to taste me upon his lips to my lips. I'm ready to explode. Moaning cries within the neighbor's walls through exasperating groans, reaching for clouds and moons for help. Help me to release my dreams, turn reality through suffocating thrusting, so my cum can drip his name in cursive, manuscript his dick within Shakespearean thoughts, sipping his scrumptious load in a communion cup. Fill my insides like hot, sealed Krispy Kreme on a winter day. I need a detox. He puts my clit in a cast, second set of lips in a sling, just from my boom, boom, bang. Apple was begging to be soaked in Epsom salt. My body's glazed after our sectional christening. I am thirsty for his hot thermal. His white chocolate covers my tongue and mouth, drinking him smoothly like a Kellogg's protein shake. Creation performed on my glands. I want his cum to splash my face like the wind of a roller coaster ride, slowly smearing on my lips like my favorite gloss. Damn, and he tastes so fucking good. Anticipating my morsels to melt in his mouth addictively, my pelvis thrust, begging to unlock my candy crush, promiscuous as I sit and wait for him to accept the free pass for the next ride. I love how he snorts me like goody powder, while I constantly lick my lips as I inject him like marmalade. Tick, tock, yeah. Frignotto, I need a detox. That's that piece.
Well,
all right then. I just Oh, man, is it 12 o'clock yet?
No, it's not 12 o'clock. We're only 30 minutes into this.
We're just warming it up.
I need to make a phone call.
And you should. Yeah.
You know what? I got a smartphone. I could send a text. Oh, goodness.
Send that text.
Oh.
Yeah, make it wet. Make the text wet.
Oh, speaking of wet text, you know we down for number 3. We got to get that started.
Yeah. So, ladies, what is the next topic? We keeping this show afloat.
When I tell you, you all have set my soul on fire, and this whole being in a whole different state than the other person is going to hurt me today. So, we're talking about being a freak and how extreme, you know, people can take the word freak. Ms. Cleonis, how would you define freak?
Oh, my. Let's see. So that would mean my alter ego, which is the freaky side. That means Alexis would have to jump in. So I think the word freak, number one, it should not even be labeled that, because okay. You're just being sexually comfortable within yourself and your mate. You have some people that's just out here just doing whatever and to whomever. They're not just freak, they're just being a hoe. But when you're able to...
That's definitely a difference.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference. But then, you know, when you're so comfortable with someone else that you allow them to just unlock your Pandora's box, to just everything and anything is just done naturally, it shouldn't even be a freak because it's passion. What you do with your mate is what you do with your mate, whether it's behind closed doors or in the air. Who cares? Be you. Be free and be happy. I don't give a shit if I'm called a freak. It makes me smile. Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, all peace. Just, hi. I definitely understand that. People, oh, well, she's a freak because she does this, that, and the third. Well, just like I'm learning new things about this drunken love song every day, like different terms. So people are like, oh, Beyonce, she's this, that, and the third, and she's doing all this. That woman is grown. That woman is married, and she's being all that she can be for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shouldn't be that lit. So I am a person who enjoys fun sex, who, every now and again, may scream a little or a lot. So I enjoy it. I think people get so wrapped up in, oh, no, we shouldn't do that mode, that they get lost in front of they get lost behind the passion of everything. It's definitely something that's out there for us. And like I said, I'm learning new things about the soul. It's nasty. And I like nasty stuff sometimes. Makes my spirit happy.
Hmm. I definitely better listen to the song because I don't have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Drunken Love, that song.
Drinking Watermelon.
That
goes along the lines of Chris Nottle's poem, The Baby Shower, in her throat.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, drink away, girl. You drink away.
Drink away. Get your whole cup of it if you want it. No judgment, no shade, do you?
Mm-mm. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just all the difference is that she's more now into the limelight of expressing herself sexually.
Right. And she's grown.
You know,
she
now she's comfortable. She's comfortable
and,
with
and,
it. So I don't know. She had people fooled, but from day one with me, she didn't have me fooled. I seen Beyonce. Like, when she first came out with her first album, I said, okay, all right, I understand. I see you, B. But then it's like she was very subliminal with hers. But now she just,
mm-hmm.
like, that song she has, what is it, Partition? That song,
oh, yeah, that's
by
my favorite.
I had to stop, and I felt some type of way about what I just heard. I was like, well, okay, so... You're telling me that you and Jay don't always get to your appointments like you should because y'all all in a limo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at you.
Do
what you got to do, B. I'm not mad at all.
B can get it.
And I wasn't B for her. I knew from the very beginning, like, yeah, okay. I see you. But, I mean, I think I don't consider anybody a freak. I think you like what you like, and then that's pretty much it. That's just how it goes. Like, there are things that I like that I do that I think is pretty regular that, you know, most people would consider, you know, disgusting, and that's their problem, not mine.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to check out this dog on food.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh, shit, come on.
Well, now, I've only read this one about the text messages, but I would love to hear the text messages.
We better make sure we got that.
Because there's two of them, and then there's a Creole submission. So I don't, whatever, I guess whichever one he can find, then that's the one we'll do.
What you have?
I'm a little bit more organized.
Yeah, I got because I got so much. Yeah,
that
I keep so much stuff. That's why. I got Wet Tech part two.
You got part two?
Yeah, I guess one is on your wall.
I probably
will get it off the wall.
Well, we can do part two. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm ready. Where you are.
I need to know if you can text with one hand, because I need you to touch yourself with the other hand. I want you to slowly slide your fingers into your moist hole while I service my pole. I refuse to get nasty on this. But you have to take your boy shorts off and squeeze the juices off, because they will be soaking wet. Now I'm going to have you working so hard that even your boss will give you a raise. I want to graze through your pastor until I'm caught up in your rapture. I feel like the essential today. Are you down to play my way? Right now I'm slowly spitting it in my hand and shaking it like some dice. And I will slowly oil my chef up and down and massage this mushroom tip as I lick my lips. Damn, this shit is feeling so good. As I chop my wood, what are you doing? Please tell me, so I can match my stroke to the keys that you are playing.
I can seem to concentrate at all. I feel like my anatomy should be doing a roll call. Unbuttoning my pants through the keys of your sexual drawl. Let's see how nasty you can make me through text before the phone call. Fingers moving slowly past the zipper to my panties like a crawl. It has been a minute or two for a powerful orgasm. I can't recall. My boss is coming. Pants down my waist. I need you in between these walls. Bend me over. Working my ass like fucking me on a medicine ball.
I wanted to test you things without using naughty words, but you must know I am a freak, and there's only one me. So you want nasty? I have been taking my towel off and tying it around my neck because I want to choke myself as I stroke myself, praying that when I come, I will lose my breath. I'll fuck you on a medicine ball, but first we need to do crunches, and every time you crunch up, your lips need to be plucked up so you can get ready to suck. Yeah, suck this dick. You nasty, slutty trick. I'm tucking my abs in and out harder than Sean T. This is my version of oral sanity. After I coat your throat, you can sit on my face, and I will use my neck muscles to jerk your clit to pieces. If you are from the N.O., then show me what you're working with. Back that ass up. Fuck my face up. Shake that ass like Mr. Cool. Because this tongue is right here.
I love how you talk nasty and fuck me with your words. But this N.O. chick has no games and little concern, you heard? Your freakiness keeps my garden screaming for you. But this Creole pussy can't wait to see what you can do. Open me up like a watermelon sipping with juices. Talk to it, and then I want you to abuse it. Season it and suck it, and that is the primary way to be introduced to it. This loving is not for the weak or timid, so come on and seduce it. Having my clit thumping and shake my walls loose, because I joy the possibility of an internal manipulation. First, two fingers. grasping the meat of this spicy crustacean. Second, licking my natural in season without primary visitation. Third, speaking in tongue like a painter and a canvas revelation. Into me, fuck me, please. You are my poetic salvation.
Well, I guess the test must come to a close. I have taken off my shirt because calm is not needed on my clothes. I'm about to make a mess on my chest, thinking about the gushy shit. I wish you come on me so I can play in it, lick it, taste it. I sniff your calm like cocaine lines. You keep talking like this, I might have to pull my dick in and put it in the wall socket, shooting electric sparks off like Sprocket Industry. You bring out the wild side of me, and this nut is for you. Sometimes I can imagine you putting your fingers up my ass and jacking my dick. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, shit, I can't hear peace. Radio Land, y'all okay, Radio Land?
Y'all okay?
Maybe we doing too much.
I'm good. I'm good.
I don't know if they ready.
I am good. yeah, you got me blessed about three different ways. Yeah. Tell us what happened.
Yeah.
Taylor, that's what we do. Say, are you okay? Hey, honey. Well, I think we might have lost her. Might have got lost among the text messages.
Oh no. I'm good. I'm sorry. I was trying to get things together. Oh my God, pineapples! I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Make sure y'all okay. I know. Y'all. I mean, y'all asked for some erotic poets. You know, so this is where we is.
I wasn't ready. I was trying to. I didn't know. Nobody warned me.
I'm sorry, I didn't warn you. That's my fault. I just threw it up at the wolf. I'm sorry.
My warning was a tag in a post that said that we were having a guest tonight. That was it. That's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm enjoying myself.
Definitely some war corn for the
yeah.
Mess. And
y'all got me sitting here looking crazy. This man then said, "What is wrong with you?" I just y'all done started something now. Oh goodness gracious!
We getting in for you.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, hopefully you accept my apology, because, like I said, I knew what we were getting into tonight. Because, like I said, I've read their work.
It's okay. I'm going to apologize in advance, because I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to the end of the show.
It's okay.
Oh.
She might have business to handle. She got business to handle.
Yeah, I told you I was sending out the text. I sent it out, and then that happened, and then I had to send another one.
Now Taylor Danes, y'all have the Urban Magazine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm friends on that page, I believe. I'm not.
And aside, and also.
No.
I'm liking it right now. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the love. Also, aside from that, I am a blogger myself. So I will be contacting everyone about being featured on my blog and a couple other things I'm working on.
Well, you got Creonis on the line. You might well find her page, you know, and like her poetry as well. You know, since I'm such a poet of whore,
I'm going to make sure I inbox you her page to you because y'all might want to network.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
And, you know, while we're on the line with Ms. Creel, we can also hear her offer some of these questions I asked earlier. Now, this is your alter ego, Ms. Creel, right? Or do you have another one outside of Ms. Creel?
Yes, I have another alter ego called Alexa. She only comes out behind closed doors when she's with her mate.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same as she's real life. How did you come up with Ms. Creole? Where does that come from? Because I could hear your accent, so I could tell you are from Louisiana.
Correct.
Okay.
Born and raised. However, my accent is not as strong as the people that still live there. I have been in Virginia most of my adult life because of the military. So when I decided to get into poetry, I decided because I will probably never go back and live there, that I will always represent my home. Because I have this sarcastic / sassiness about myself, but then I also have this Creoleness, which I try to keep the heritage going within my family. So I just meshed those together and came up with Miss Creoleness.
Cool, cool, cool. So when did you start doing erotic poetry?
I started doing erotic poetry really July of 2011. That's when the alter ego was born, simply because I didn't know my own talents. And sometimes things have to happen with us in life for us to really see certain things and make us want to write. I was asked to go to the wet spot, which is in Virginia. And the guy told me, he said, well, okay, you need to write an erotic poem. I was like, I don't know how to do that. He said, just write. I was like, well, shit, I ain't getting no dick. I might as well write about something. So that'll help me. So I just happened to write that day. And I spit a poem that night. And the first poem I did was called First Encounter. So, well, I was nervous, but, of course, that's how I felt at that time. So ever since that, you know, once you get your cherry pop, then it seemed like the ink just flowed.
I definitely agree. I remember when I was asked to write my first erotic poem, right, and that was a few months ago. And I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to talk about. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was, and mine actually came from having a bad week. And I wanted to release every piece of frustration out on him. And I wanted him to pull my hair, smack my ass, do something to release this frustration. But he didn't.
Hello?
Wanted to treat me as if I am a piece of porcelain that was breakable. So that's where mine came from, my first one. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. I like this here. So hopefully more to come from myself. And it looks like we have another caller on the line, so I'm going to bring them on. Hello, area code 252.
Greetings. How's everybody doing? This is Shakeem Edmonds. I decided to call in and just listen in on what you guys had going on. Thank you.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome. I see that you just liked my post on my Facebook page, so I know exactly who you are. How are you doing this evening?
Did he run away? Maybe he just wanted to say hello.
I didn't think he did.
What's that? I missed that. I'm sorry.
We were saying, hey, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm enjoying it so far, you know, so I'm glad you posted it on Facebook so I could to get a reminder to log in here and check you guys out.
Well, we thank you for the love and support.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming out.
Now, you ain't out there getting in no trouble, are you? Because we tend to start trouble, and I think Rick Nardo and Miss Creonis have started trouble as well. So we now entered into the trouble zone.
Oh, now she gives out warnings. Thank you.
Normally there's a disclaimer somewhere, but I'm sorry. I didn't give it out tonight. You know, enter at your own. Enter at your own, you know, it's up to you to enter in and hang out with us and feel the kind of trouble we're going to get into. Now, we do have another topic.
Okay.
How's the feeling of, like, we were definitely getting into some word porn. So how do you all feel about porn itself, like watching movies or even watching movies with your mate? How do you guys feel about that whole thing, porn? And are you squeamish to it, or you won't watch it because you think it's just a mess?
You know, I'm kind of selfish when it comes to that. I like to watch it by myself, but I really don't get into it. It depends. If I need to see something, maybe to pleasure myself, then I will, you know. I really would. But other than that, that's pretty much it. Did I throw y'all for a loop?
You know better than to ask me this question. I am all for it. I will watch it. I will make it. I have no problem with watching it by myself. I have no problem with watching it with my man. I pick out movies for him. When I go buy my movies, I get the hookup. I get two for me and two for him, and that's just how we do it.
That's what's up. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Hey, I'm not knocking it. I appreciate everybody that, you know, participate in it.
It is interesting. And also, it can be used as a learning tool if you use it properly. You learn some things. Oh, did I lose everyone? Wait a minute.
No, we're using it as learning tools. So, yeah.
And you know what? Honestly, y'all, I tell a lot of people that, and this gonna be, it may seem like it's a shock, but it may not, is that I've always been very, very conservative when it came to sex. So there's a lot of different things I didn't experience until over 40. Close your mouth. I know you're shocked. So, porn is something that, well, first of all, I have an issue with watching other people. I really think that I'm a peeping Tom. I don't watch, even if I'm watching TV, I don't watch people if they're kissing, if they start taking off their clothes. I really turn my head. However, I will say this, because I'm very open with my own sexuality now, if I'm comfortable with my mate and my mate introduces me to that, then I will deal with it. But it's not something that I would just do on my own because I don't have an interest for it right now because I haven't been introduced to it. But once again, if my mate introduced me to him because I trust him, then I'll sit down and I'll watch it. I might wind up just playing with myself for the rest of the time, but hey, it might happen.
I understood what you were talking about. Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. That's all.
How can I say this? I will watch other people. I am a warrior. I will watch everything. I may not participate in what they may be doing, but I will watch them because I like live porn. Don't judge me.
Not at all. That's freedom.
I mean, you know, some people will be like, what? You don't watch other people have sex? I sure will. I sure will. And sit there and drink a Pepsi and eat some chicken wings and be happy. Like I'm watching TV.
Yeah,
like,
I tell people there's a lot of things,
really,
you know,
really
sometimes.
Really, boo? Chicken wings, really, boo? Like,
yeah,
you about to watch,
why not?
Like,
I have done it before. Because, actually, it's so funny, and you spoke of lifestyle stuff. I've seen lifestyle. I've seen things like this. And so I have, like, I want to go to this lifestyle party. I was like, oh, okay, well, I really don't feel like really going. And I was sick. But I was like, I really don't feel like going, but since you want to go, I'll go with you. And I was literally sitting there on the floor, Indian style, with my plate and my chicken and my Heineken, happy. See, and content. I sure will. This is TV. I will watch this. And
maybe, you know, maybe that is 2014. Maybe I'll expand that side of myself.
I can watch it. I'll watch. I don't have to. You don't have to involve me. You don't have to even pay me no mind. I'm just gonna be sitting right there, and I'm happy. But like I can watch porn. I can watch it. I can watch it without my mate. I can watch it with my mate. I can, you know, I just do. And I have to watch specific porn. At some point, I can't watch.
Right.
I cannot. Like. It's got to be certain ones. Like, you got to have a big old butt. Or, like, butt. So.
Okay.
She got to it. And
yeah, I agree. I agree. Like, I agree. Like, they just have to, like, they have to look a certain way. If they don't, then I won't watch it. Like, it has to be, like, the big stripper booty girls. Like, I have to watch that. Because if it's not that, then I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to start laughing, and then once I start laughing at it, then it becomes funny, and it's not used for the purpose that you intended to watch it.
It's a comedy now.
Yeah.
Right. It's a piece of TV that you watch it. And also, Taylor, you said you have a bootleg guy that you make the tours from. Well, mine is like, I used to say, hey, I just want to get some movies, and he'll give me the movies that I asked for. And then he's like, hey, I put something special in there for you because I know what you like. I was like, oh, man, you're the greatest. And so I'll get it home. I'll watch it. If I don't like it, he allows me to return it. Like, here, you can have that back. No, give no. It's like I get to preview the stuff that he wants to sell. But instead of, you know, him previewing it, he'll take my opinion. Like,
okay.
Expert at porn or something. Or been in the porn industry, which I have not.
That's what happens with me, because I think I pick the better movies. So now I just, like, when we go to the city, I just get them myself. Like, I don't even bother to ask, because I know what to get. Because I sent him in the store to get some one time. So we were in the city, and I was like, well, you go get the movies, and I'll just go get some pizza, because I wanted some pizza. Sure. All right, no problem. He came out of the store with these movies. I was like, why would you think I would watch these? I wouldn't even watch these sober, let alone drunk. Go take these back. I don't want them. Like, the cover, like, it was just all types of all. Like, the girls on the cover, like, they look scary. Like, it was just, it wasn't, you know, like, it was like one of those weird covers, and everyone was ugly, and I was like, I don't want to see this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, take this back. He was like, what? I thought, no. And I just got mad and was just like, you know what? Just get out of the way. I'll do it myself. So now I just, like, when I buy him, I just go to the store and get him myself. I don't even incorporate him until, like, I get home and be like, look what I got. And then he'll just be like, well, did you get me one? I'm like, no, I got you two. You get two, I get two. That's how it works out.
Wow.
But, yeah, I have a preference.
I don't know. You know, like I said, because now that, you know, I try to tell people, I say, you know, now my kids are grown. You know, now my kids have kids. So I'm a little bit more freer because I've always allowed sex to be a conversation at home. But I wasn't comfortable within my own sexuality. You know, sometimes we are very hard on ourselves on the way we look. And when we're with our mate, the mate doesn't see what we see. So, you know, it took me some years. I was self-conscious. Shit, I'm only 5'2". You know, back then I was maybe between 120, 125. I thought I was skinny to be very attractive. But then I get to be 40 years old. You can't tell me shit.
Okay, now.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm 40 plus, but hey, you still can't tell me shit. So it's like now that I'm comfortable within myself and I'm comfortable with my mate, I'll do any damn thing. I don't give a shit. It could be outside. It could be inside. It could be in the elevator. It could be at the damn grocery store. I'm trying to suck dick while I'm pushing a basket in the damn Walmart if I could. Because that's where my mind be at. Shit. You know, never
that
know. I might
now,
turn
that
shit into a phone.
Now, that is my idea of multitasking. I like that idea. That is my idea. That is my kind of trip to Walmart. That is multitasking.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something. No lie. I was going to Walmart one evening, and it was about probably, I can't even say one evening because it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Going through the aisles, picking up stuff. When I came back just to the aisle, I had this poem already in my head called The One Aisle Nightstand. And it's really about going through aisles and getting fucked at the Walmart.
Oh, I and I don't like Walmart.
Hey.
I don't like Walmart. I can't stand Walmart,
gosh.
But that's interesting.
Yeah, I did a poem because, you know, of course, I have my own website, too, that I do. I feature poets. So every month I change the topic up, and we're right according to that topic. So when I came back, I said, man, I got to get this out of my head. I got to get this out of my head. The next day, I sent an email to everybody telling them that that's what they had to do. They had to write a poem about one night stand. Mine just happened to turn into an owl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Now I can't go in Walmart and not think the same. I'm like, where is that guy? I'm like, girl, there was never no guy.
Hey.
You know what? Sidebar. All Walmarts have, I don't care which one you go to, they have that one stock boy that just looks like walking sex. I don't care. It doesn't matter what shift you go. I think it's to get you. It's to get you.
It's a setup.
Every Walmart I've been in, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, it's always that one stock person where you like, really? You work really? Really? Oh, now you have to lift the box like that? Really? Oh, is that hot? Really? It's always.
Exactly.
Hey, I know I'm all over the place, but can I do a special request? Not for me, but I just got a friend request. You know, me, I love reading words. I don't even know what his number is if he on this line. I hope I don't screw up his name, but it's author Shaquem Edmonds. And he's like the teddy bear of literature. And I think that is so cool. Brother say like 290. This dude pitches so smooth and everything. Ladies, y'all might need to hear this guy. I mean,
hey, he's on the line.
I want to make sure.
That's who's on the line with us.
Oh, that's who on the line? Okay, well, I had clicked off. Yes. So, hey, man, I'm telling you, I be hoeing for real. Y'all don't know how serious
this
is.
Dog. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. I'm going to support you too, man.
Okay, no doubt. I see your friend. Hey, man, I'm looking at this, man. I like the concept, man. I like different stuff, man, and This is right. You look like you've been in the military still, and, you know, military people got to stay together. I'm glad you're
right.
Online, man. It's been
okay,
networking.
Man.
What's up?
Thanks, man.
I mean, Creole is like that boy all over the place.
Okay.
Hey, on it.
Hey, I'm on it.
Hey,
I'm on
hey,
it.
Stay
on
it. That's all.
Hey,
right.
Like I say, if y'all, hey, I always tell people, when you add me, you can tag me on my wall because that's about the easy way to find me. You know, if you got something going on, I usually try to read, like, people poems when I first add them. But usually I get tied up, but I try to follow as many people as I can to see what they got going on in their world, you know, so that's how I roll, yeah.
Yeah, you're flipping. I'm already there.
Oh, yeah, you are. Hey, I told him I like this cover, Secretly Satisfied, inspired by a true story.
Isn't that cover everything? That covers everything.
Yeah, that covers everything. I love it. Yeah, it's just something about that. Hey, what we had on these topics?
Well, we were discussing porn, and somehow we got off track into Walmart.
Walmart.
On the site, I had everybody to do a topic for one night stand.
Yeah.
Right. I was telling them that mine drifted into a one-aisle night stand, like I was fucking some guys in Walmart. So.
Okay, yeah, you took it down.
Oh, my bad. I was phony that day.
Yeah, you took it.
And sometimes, you know what? This is really off topic. And there's times that we do get off topic because other things pop up. The horny spirit, I mean, it gets me often. And I don't understand why it gets me at work. And there ain't even nobody at work that I like to look at. It's when that text message comes through and it gets me at work.
Mm-hmm.
That spirit is a mess. So I definitely understand. If you got caught in the Walmart, I get caught at work often. And it can hit you like a bag of rocks, and you don't even expect it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It's a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I work in the office all day. So, and what last week we had some of my real life friends were on the show with us, and we actually ended up having drinks that Saturday night. And she kept her word, and she gave us all goodie bags to go home. So now I have a personal little lipstick for my purse. Why she gave me that?
Mm-mm.
I don't know why.
Wait, did you say it again?
Last week on the show, we talked about adding props into the bedroom. And one of my real life friends was on the show, and we actually had drinks on Saturday night. And she said that she was going to give us goodie bags when we left to go home. Well, she gave us goodie bags when we left to go home for the evening with liquor in our system. And she gave me a nice little lipstick that nobody
Stop. That almost came. Please stop. Please.
It happens. I mean, it sometimes it hits you. And you can't be like, man, what's going to happen? It may not hit me at Walmart. It will not. Because I don't even like going to Walmart because that makes my head hurt in more ways than one. But yeah, it can hit you, and it's like, what is it? If you don't have that pocket toy, right? What do you do when it hits you? Because you know, dealing with it, like, what do you do?
Well, to be honest with you, I am a bedroom candy consultant, so I'm always wrapped with my toys.
That's like, you know what? I knew that about you. I knew that. That is not something I did not know. I knew that.
Yes, I am. I travel with a big toy at all times.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to tell you the reason why, because I have this thing with a voice. I don't have to see my mate all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He gets me with his voice. He ain't even got to say anything in any particular topic. He don't have to be in any type of tone. His voice itself excites me. So, yeah. He ain't got to say that. He could be talking about Twilly, Dean, talking about ABC. I don't even care.
See, with me, it's the suit that he wears. Daily.
I can't wait to get you home. Look good looking. I got my suit in. I'm gonna leave it all
text
on
me.
The truck.
There you go again with that. Like, send me
I'm
over the moon. Stop singing, girl. Stop it. Like, literally, send me over the moon. Every time.
I'm so happy my toy is charged up. Thank you.
Goodness, I man. And it does me no good because I'll be like, I can't even focus. Can't focus today. I can't write. I can't. Miss. Why did you have to go wear that suit today? Today I'm supposed to be focused. You had to go do that. You know, and he looks good in everything. That's the thing. Like his clothes, the way it drapes across his body. That's my issue. You know, and then to know, I know every single tattoo that lies up under that suit and that tie. I know them backwards, forwards, sideways, and I can tell you when you got your last one, and it's new. So, yeah, that's what yours is voice, mine is a suit. Taylor, which one is it for you?
Mine is the jeans. Like, mine doesn't have a regular 9-to-5. He works in a recording studio. So he doesn't need a suit. Not that he doesn't have one, it's just that he doesn't need one. He's pretty much very comfortable all day long, but he has this one pair of jeans. It's got like this little rip in it, and it drives me crazy. And I'm like, why? Like, I do laundry, like those are the jeans that you find every time, like those really, we're going to do this today. We're going to go through this today. Like, you're gonna go outside of the house and those, yeah, that's what you're wearing today? Yeah? Okay. I'll see you when you get home, though. I'll see you when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you when you get home.
What's up?
I see you. I got you. No. Don't try and explain nothing. Well, you know, because I'm in a rush, because, no. I'll see you when you get home.
What about you, Mr. Freak Nardo? What does it for you? Yes, what does it for you?
You know, that's kind of crazy. A little bit of everything, you know? I don't have a certain thing. I think because I'm so turned on by myself, you know, not that I'm conceited at the, you know, I like a little bit of everything, boys, clothes, shoes. I have a big heel fetish for females. I love to see ladies in heels, hair. You know, I ain't going to lie. When it comes to a woman, everything, just everything. I ain't going to lie. Anything lead y'all on, everything. Yeah, we be working out in the gym. Jogging pants, you know, don't even matter. Yeah,
can't say. Oh, yeah, yoga pants get you in trouble. I never knew that. Like, I mean, I never paid any attention. I think yoga pants are the best invention ever. If you just, like, around the house, because I'm home mostly during the day. So I just throw those on and do what I got to do around the house. And apparently those are they're universal, like all men. Because,
oh, wow.
It's like yoga pants. Like it's the thing now. Women in yoga pants, like men love it. And I didn't know. So I just threw mine on one day just to run downstairs to get the mail. I came back upstairs and I was on the floor. I don't know what happened. All I did was go get the mail. I didn't think anything of it. Next thing I know, I came back in the house. I was on the floor.
And you loved it too.
Of course. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm curious because I wanted to repeat, so I had to find out what I did. in the first place, so now I know to do that more frequently. And I said, well, what was it? Like, them damn yoga pants. I went out and bought 22 pairs of yoga pants. I just prance around in them now all the time, me and my yoga pants. I won't go nowhere. Just be in the house in my yoga pants.
And don't take them with the yoga.
No, I ain't never. I tried it once. I tried it for like 15 minutes, and then I was like, no, I'm done. I'll just, where's the donut? I can't be bothered. Yeah. I tried. I tried it.
I think everybody has their own thing that they're, you know, that gets them going. So yeah. And his is heels. He talks about heels all the time. And when I visit, I am required to bring pairs, plural, as if my bag is not small that I'm bringing. So, yeah, I definitely can say, heels even make me happy. Heck, I like prancing around in my heels.
That's the same.
Not in my yoga pants.
Not at all.
Ain't nothing wrong. But you know what, I'm going to be real honest. I could use another pole. I'm addicted. I feel like a crackhead going through withdrawal.
Okay, how about, okay, we just take one. Y'all wilding out tonight. Okay, how about something radical or something nice? Let me go to a little central side that people never get to see of me.
Okay, because that's what's my favorite.
And then I'll pump it right back up. How about that?
Okay. Yes. Okay. I love it.
It's called Play Something For Me. She said, play something for me. Make my body go insane. I want the sound to penetrate my brain. I want you to blow something that will make me shiver and shake. I want the sound waves to vibrate between my thighs. She said, blow me. Baby, please blow me. So I parted my lips and played My Heart Will Go On by Kitty G, the theme for the Titanic. Now this woman said she wanted to get down. As I fiddled the keys, my lip touched the tip. I closed my eyes and felt the air from her lips. I stopped. And she said, baby, please continue. I got back into the groove and lit my lips like LL because I was about to blow like hell, well, until my lips swell. I closed my eyes, and once again, I heard my pants unzip. But I kept blowing because she told me not to stop. I must admit, this was my first time, and my heart started to drop. You see, I played the hell out of that song, but I wasn't the only one that was performing because I felt my sax gearing to play his own song. I continued to suck the tip of my sax while this beautiful woman in the red dress was starting to sip the tip of my sax. So I played, and she suddenly stopped. She said, when I tap your leg, I want you to switch gears because I want to make sure I stroke every note. A big lump entered my throat, but I said, okay, baby, you can leave. I started to play. She taps my leg for a little tempo. So what came next was racing effects, and she shouted, yes, you're making me wet. So I played the sax, and all of a sudden my hips started to unify with her lips. I was blowing the sax, and she was whipping her head back and forth. I was in the zone doing the old school dance, the onion and all, bouncing my hips around. She fondled my balls. I played with the keys. She kept seducing me. If this was a dream, you better not wake me. I never performed like this before, and I was hitting every note, but nothing compared to this woman, her musical throat. She tapped my legs. I knew she was thirsty for more, so I hit her with Earth, Wind, and Fire after the love was gone. This woman played so good that she had tears coming down my eyes, but I refused to stop playing. So she started to bob slow and smooth to this beautiful song. I knew it wasn't going to be long before I started coming home. She tapped my leg one last time. I was close to getting mine, so I blew Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. And I was going to make both of us scream. So I blew. She blew. I played. She played. until she tapped my leg and both our lips spread and I hit her with Mr. Gay. Yeah, she was the yee and I was the yay. So I played Mercy, Mercy Me. And this woman penetrated my deepest spot, had me sweating. And after that last note, I was drained, but still halfway sane. She stood up and said, thanks for playing. But I was speechless and couldn't say a word. So I just played. I had the time of my life. MP. Y'all okay, man?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
I had to make sure I could hear all the way through.
Okay, you know, I was trying to, you know, be nice and, you know, chill, you know. Chill, man, you know, trying to, you know, say what's up, you know, trying to keep everything gentle-like. 1 minute.
Well, you definitely got it jumping. Definitely got it jumping.
You know, I'm just trying to have a little fun. That's pretty much it, man. You know, You know, trying to make y'all have a little fun. Okay. I'm going to give y'all some wild out stuff.
Okay. Made a wild out. Oh.
Yeah, I know y'all are. What's y'all zodiac sign?
Say what?
What's your zodiac sign?
I am a natural born Taurus.
Oh, that's not good. I mean, yeah, it is. I'm just messing with you.
I'm a Taurus.
Hey. Okay, what else we got on? Okay. Well,
are you okay?
Yeah, she all right.
I am a Pisces.
Okay, that's what's up. Look at everything.
Which means that I have a birthday coming up soon, March 9th. Yes, yes.
Yeah, it must be nice. It'll be truly nice.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice. I like that.
Yes. And I have a long list of birthday requests. But, yeah, I'm still working on it, so I'm trying to narrow it down.
That's what's up. Man, y'all are all right with me. Okay, let me get naughty. You know, it's been a long night for me, so I'm going to knock this thing on up. Hopefully I can keep spinning till y'all ready to go to bed. I'm too playing
okay.
With y'all. Let's go. I'm too playing with y'all. She opens the door dressed in some sexy blue heels with a white matching outfit. The shorts she wore made the blood rush to my dick. She smiled and said, this is what you've been waiting on. I replied by pulling on my dick so she could see I already have a heart on. There's no need for me to speak or reply with speech. I just want to dig into your ass and taste the juice from your tree. I stripped out of my clothes and walked right up to her face. Tonight there will be no love making. I plan on fucking her crazy like a nutcase. I walked right up to her and she shoved his tongue down my throat. Grabbed the back of her ass and I pushed her head against the door. I took my tongue and kind of traced it down from her lips to her toes. I went between her legs and kissed her asshole. And I told her to step out of the shorts. She had a shirt too. Just standing in your bikini panties and bra. She had the sexiest titties a man could suck. I pulled her panties down to the ground and I picked her ass up. I told her to wrap her legs around my neck. She said, be careful. I'm a big girl. Don't hurt yourself tonight. I ignored what she said and just buried my face so she could feel the power of my head. I pinned her ass against the door and started eating her like it was my last meal. I ate her like I was homeless and her pussy was the food I was about to steal. When I fucked her, there's no finesse. Just a nasty motherfucker who knew how to eat and make a mess. With every lick of suck, she was screaming, what the fuck? I was biting on her clit just a little, but not to cause pain. She was like, I love your tongue. I know it has a name. I stopped and said, yeah, world wrecking crew. Your pussy will be eating alive by the time I'm through. She had that big tongue fucked, and I was slamming her back just to do her every sucking kiss. She grabbed the back of my head to push me in deeper, so I inhaled her miss. I kept unleashing the tongue, touching every wall and crack. She was begging me to stop, claiming she might have a heart attack. I kept her lifted up with one hand and kept fingering eating her with the other ones. Yeah, that pussy was taking the beating. I had a scream, and I love this shit. I kept shaking my head because I haven't even served her this face, and I told her, pump harder. I'm a pussy eating legend. I'm a fucking fire starter. That means I eat pussy till my tongue catch on fire by the way it moves. I'm leaving sucking a woman dry every time I sink into her vagina grooves. She started shaking, fuck my face. Yuck, cowgirl, let me get a little taste. She butt one last time. It came in my mouth, and it bounced on my teeth. I had no problem swallowing her seeds because I love to drain a woman energy. I kept her ass on the door just a little longer. About to beat this pussy like thunder. I slammed my ass against the door and wrapped her hand around her throat. Shouting, motherfucker, you gonna love that dick with every throat. I keep on fucking her hard, real hard, and biting her nipples while she screams, yes, yes, you killing this pussy. I pump her ass a few more times and let her came off the door. I spin her ass around, made her bend over. A thick chicken heels about to get ran over. I slapped that ass and licked the pussy again while she was touching her toes. She did one finger in her butt to loosen up her asshole. She was bouncing and shaking her ass in the air. I love licking, but it's time for sticking. I told her to grab the door handle and hold the fuck on. I grabbed her by the ponytail and fucked her as hard as I could. She was screaming, nigga, you got some good ass wood. I had one hand on her ponytail, one finger clipped. I was serving her this dick dick. I kept pulling finger banging. Her big ass kept on singing. I kept that movement up until I was ready to explode. Told her to turn around so she could taste my load. She said she loved a deep throat. I should have warned that I shoot like a whore feel. I got the good nut that tastes good, but it also kills. I released that nut in her mouth and it ran across her face. I had a bang to dig her nose so you can smell what I'm cooking. Motherfucking animal, good plus great looking. She slowly hit the floor and said, it was some wild shit. I still on top of her, still stroking my dick. She said, you are ready for another round. So you had to ask. You see, my dick didn't go down. She said, I thank you for fucking up my head. I said, yeah. Then bring your ass on back to the back of this bed. In peace.
Aw, dang.
Excuse me, ladies. I just got to ask the brother a question real quick. Mr. King. Hey, did you say that you ate her like you was homeless?
Yeah, I did, man. I did.
Bro, I'm about now, bro. That's cold-blooded right there, man. I should have thought of something like that. That's cold, man. I love that. I love that, man. That's deep.
Hey, we stay in different states, man. If you want to use that, man, go ahead.
Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, all right? I'm going to give you your props when I use it, too, okay?
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime, anytime.
Okay, people, it is 11:29, and we have the quote of the night. That was the quote of the night.
Oh, wow.
If you will eat that, her, that, like... You're homeless. The quote of the night. 11:29. That
really
noted. That was something else. That was something else.
Yeah, that was something else. Oh man. Yeah, I don't know how long I'm gonna hold on tonight, man. I want to get it all in, you know, because you know the freak done had a long day today.
I understand, and you know, I'm not used to working on Fridays too often, so I've been up since about 8 a.m. because I had to go pick up a bridal gown and all this stuff, too.
Yeah,
so
I was going to say, what I would like to request, do you have anybody online that like to spit a poem, or maybe you all, I would love to listen, because I don't want to be selfish. Or you got somebody tell me what they got going on, that's fine with me as well.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I would do... Okay, I guess I could. Like, y'all tell me what...
I agree. You should.
I don't even know where to go. Wait a minute. Let me find...
I'm not following up any of that. You can go ahead and carry that one. I'm not even touching that one.
I have to look mine up. Give me a second. And I guess I got to put my glasses back on my face. Because, yeah, I have to be able to see it. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. What I can find in my trusty. Let's see.
Well, while Amaj is looking for that, I have a couple of things that I'm doing. As I said earlier, I am a blogger. I'm starting next month. I'm going back to starting my Fresh Face of the Month. That's when I feature someone who I think is doing something great. I have all different types of people, different types of professions. Next month, I'll be featuring one of my Facebook friends. She's actually a baker. She makes amazing cupcakes and cookies and cakes and pies, and I think it will be a great read. I'm going back to Urban Image next month, so I'll be blogging and writing in the magazine as well, starting next month. Amaj, did you happen to find your piece yet, or are you still looking? Did you find your glasses?
I have my glasses. Don't judge me. And I found the piece.
Okay.
It's called Confessions of a Pillow Princess. It's been one of those weeks, rough, tough, and never-ending. And coming home to you is always relaxing. And sometimes I just want to be held, and sometimes I just want to be caressed and told how much you love me. But tonight, I want to fuck. Not be made love to, but I want you to fuck me. I know you are not used to me talking to you like this. You're so used to your pillow princess taking everything that you give. But tonight, I want you to grab the back of my neck and kiss me with force. Let your tongue dance around my mouth. Yes, exactly like that. Now, I need you to move your hand to my hair and lightly tug at it while you kiss my neck. Apply some pressure. Push me against the wall and pin my hands above my head. And bite me right here. Yes, right here. And, hell, leave a mark so that I can remember this in the morning. Remove my clothes. No, not like that. None of that sensual and slow bullshit. Rip my clothes off. I want to replace something just because we got a little rough. Don't treat me as if I'm some porcelain doll tonight that you're scared of breaking. I'm pretty sturdy and I can stand it. So now let's try this again. Rip off my fucking clothes. Now trail your hands over my body and add more pressure, and a couple of scratches will do. Yes, set my body on fire. Taste my valley. Sorry, I'm so used to being sensitive. I want to be vulgar. Eat my pussy. Eat my pussy as if it is your last fucking meal. Good. I need you to send my body over the top. Send shockwaves through me that will make my body collapse. And then fuck me with your tongue. Stop. Now kiss me because I want to take myself off of your tongue. Please. Enter me with force. Restrain me with one hand while you pull my hair harder, harder. Give me that dick harder. There's one more quick breath and I come and my body shakes and shivers and all at the same time. I can feel my juices run down my leg. And then I let out a scream like no other. But then I woke up wishing it was real. Then I look over to your sleeping face. And coming home to you has always been relaxing. Sometimes I just want to be held. Sometimes I just want to be caressed and told how much you love me. Tonight, I really wished that you would have fucked me.
Yeah. I love that one.
Well, all right.
Why you got a hole in it?
Mr. Suit and Tie, Amaj said she wanted to get fucked. I'm just putting that out there in case he's listening. She said she wanted to get fucked.
Oh, that's what's up.
Something like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you brought it on in. That's how you close the show down?
No, we still got some time, but...
Oh, let me know.
And other, you know, among other things, you know. That is actually the first one I ever wrote. Be proud of.
Oh, I love it.
Pat on the back. Kudos. I was scared to write that word. I was scared. It's terrifying.
I don't know why.
And that's the first time I've ever said it out loud to anybody.
And it was beautiful.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Now I am about 3 shades of red. And y'all know I'm light skinned, so I turn red quick.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you sure you don't have anything to share with us?
I was trying to get off the phone, so you said Taylor. Okay, I gotta find mine. You know what? I have to find mine and put my glasses on.
While you're doing that. Well, I guess I can say what I'm up to. I am always constantly working for Urban Image and Magazine. We are currently seeking new bloggers as well as writers for the magazine, so that task I am always given. We also do the Wednesday Night Wind Down Show with Shamar, and we hang out with her every Wednesday night. We'll be coming back off a hiatus hopefully soon, as well as what else we'll have. I'm working on a book, and that's been hard because I have everything else going on in my life, as well as I have a poetry Valentine bistro that's coming up on February the 15th, so I'm preparing for that. I'm writing some love poems, so I'm sitting right in front of you. Love is distant and away. Doing other things. So I've had some, you know, challenging tasks with that, but I think I got a good one that's coming out, and that's called What Love Is. So, you know, what it looks like, what it smells like, how it speaks. So that's fun, as always. Taylor, are you you ready?
I was ready like two minutes ago.
Okay, well, join us.
This one is something I wrote a while ago. It's posted up on my blog. It was featured on someone else's. The title is called Satisfy Me. Lick, kiss, touch. Satisfy me. Explore, feel, taste. Satisfy me. Indulge, unwind, open, and satisfy me. That was it. Very short and sweet. No muss, no fuss.
So that was the poetry quickie.
And the results are still the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Speaking of quickies, I'm sorry. No, I get sidetracked.
Okay, where is this going? Nobody said anything about quickies whatsoever. No one said the word quickie. And you just were like, speaking of quickies.
I mean, it was a poetry quickie. I don't know, quickies happen.
Oh, okay. So I didn't hear that, because all I heard was speaking of quickies, and I'm like, nobody said anything about quickies.
and we became very satisfied off of it. Yes, ma'am, we did. So, is it possible to really be satisfied off of a quickie? Do you think? A few good pumps can be satisfied?
Yeah.
I think so. Like, okay, now I have to ask, like, what, like, how long is the quickie?
It depends on the situation,
correct? Because, like, if you in the elevator, you only got but a certain amount of time. But, you know, if you, like, in the bathroom, you got a little bit more time. So it kind of depends on the situation, I think. I think it just depends on the situation, because I know that, you know, me and my guy, we've been out and, you know, we kind of like snuck in a bathroom, and there's been other times where, you know, we've kind of been out in the car and, you know, it was a little while longer, so I'm still satisfied either way. I don't know. I think so. I've always been satisfied with them.
Indeed. And I guess it depends on what mood you're in, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the mood and who that person is, because you know it could be longer, but, you know, we just need a quick moment to get it together. Now, if it's quickies all the time, then I have an issue. No, that's not a good thing. Because every time you turn around, it's quick. Why? Why is it like this? I don't know. That doesn't last too long. Let's be honest. It ain't going to last. It's not going to happen. It's not for me, not for anybody else.
Mm.
But, so, yeah. So, that poetry quickie sent us into quickies. Yes, it did. So, Taylor, whatever. Don't judge it. Just stop laughing at me because I know you are.
I didn't understand because I didn't hear you say that was a poetry quickie. All I heard you say was, speaking of quickies, and I had to reread, like, what I just read because I'm like, I know I didn't say anything about quickies. I know I'm looking at what I wrote. I don't see anything about a quickie. Maybe she heard something different. But now I understand what you're going. Because I really thought you heard something different. I was like, I don't think she heard what I said. I don't know if the people in her head were telling her a different poem than what I was saying, but I just didn't understand.
There's no people that hang out in my head. It's only one person. I don't have strange people hanging out in my head. Does that.
Okay. I believe you.
Who says that? You know, it's just me, myself, and I. We hang out in my head.
Yeah. So, ladies, will y'all be too mad at me if I have to depart from this conversation?
No, we wouldn't. I understand that you've had a long day, so we appreciate you for hanging out with us and spending time. And please keep us up to date on everything that you're doing.
You know I will. You know, I you don't blow up people's walls, but, you know, I do tear their inboxes up.
Okay.
my inbox is open. It's open to all that want to come in and share and act like they got this thing. So that doesn't mean inbox hold. You start acting up on my inbox. That means if you're talking about something, I'm interested.
And sometimes I just put the poems in there and I walk away. You know, I walk away. You know,
okay. That's
how you wake them up, put the poems in there and keep it going. And I'm definitely going to keep y'all abreast on the book when it comes. and the CD when it comes. Actually, I'm going to Nashville Sunday to do a writing show, so that'll be nice. You know, I'm a little under the weather, but everything is fine. But I truly want to thank everybody that came out tonight. You know, it was really a blessing to meet
to meet you all. And like I said, I'm going to vibe with you all right back, you know, and I pray we all just have a wonderful time and in networking, and we're definitely going to do this again.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by and sharing all of your word gems with us.
Oh, I don't even know what's the problem.
I appreciate it. Like Amaj, my inbox is always open. However, I do have the same disclaimer. Please don't start, people out there, please don't start acting crazy in my inbox. I will blast you. I will tell. I will screenshot it and post it. I will tell.
Well, if you bring some folks. Yeah, you bring my sister, folks, keep her to read it, you're okay.
But yeah. I mean, I'm always online. You can always catch me on Facebook or Twitter or something. So always keep me abreast of what you're doing, sir. I love your work.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when I'm up in New Jersey, you never know. I might look you up.
Definitely, definitely. Sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, you know, I might need you to show me what spot set or something, so you never know.
Not a problem.
Yeah. But you all take it easy to the new author that I don't found. I'm going to have a great time. Shaquem, Mr. Edmonds, you know, salute to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for anytime, man. Now, one question, is your book already out or is it coming out or what?
No, it's coming out, man. Right now, it's a little bit of a bidding war between a couple of publishing companies. I wanted to self-publish, but I'm going to need a little sponsorship as far as putting my name out there and getting to the people I want to get to. So I'm going back and forth looking at the contracts and seeing what fit best for me, you know what I mean?
Well, when it do drop, feel free to tag it on my wall. I'll see it. You know, I'm all over the place reading poetry and stuff, but when it do drop, just tag it on my wall. I like to support you, man, just for supporting me. So you got your first copy sold here, man.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Ms. Creonis, are you still on the line? I thank you for, you know, wilding out.
Where else am I going?
She told you.
Where else am I going to fuck myself to sleep? Where else?
I don't know. I hope you got so.
Shut up.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good. I really thank you all. And like I say, don't worry about it. I'm making sure I keep y'all posted on what's going on, you know, with my booking, with CD and everything else. You know, I got some old music out there, you know, previous stuff I don't did. Spoken word. So, you know, like I said, my website up is thefreaknardo.com. Brand new. We working it. Anything else you need, you know, I'm just inboxing away. Just let me know.
All right. Well, thank you for hanging out with us, and you get you some rest, sir.
Okay. I appreciate it. Y'all take it easy, too.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. Hey, anytime.
Later, be here.
Yeah.
About 8 minutes on the show to hang out with one another. Anybody got something they want to get off their chest? Or something they want to put on their chest? Or however you want to put it. Oh, I have absolutely enjoyed this night.
Most definitely.
Yes, Ms. Creonis, you will have to come back here sometime and share with us as well what you got going on.
Okay, I can do that. You know, like I said, since I'm in a new area now, I am I'm doing this poetic book. It's like my reality. Conscious Poems is called Therapeutic Stitches.
So you moved from North Carolina to San Diego?
Yeah, and I'm beyond switching. The reason why I'm in San Diego is my son, he's in the Marine Corps, and my son told me he doesn't want me to work anymore. He's going to take care of his mom, and the only thing I have to do is write.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
That is great.
Yeah, I'm getting used to that. You know, I'm not used to that.
you know, but, you know, he did tell me, you know, that I did raise him to be a provider, so how could he provide for his family and not make sure that his mom is good?
That is true. Wow.
So I dropped everything and got on the first plane.
All right. One-way ticket to the other side of the country.
And they'll just look at the Marines. I can't even talk to them. Hey, that's some shit.
Why can't you talk to
him? Oh, because he said that I need constant supervision. You know, 43 is like 23. Yeah, so I like him young. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He knows his mama.
That is too cute. That is too cute. I do know what is so funny because I have a daughter who thinks she's my mama. And she ain't even old enough to have nobody's children, and she thinks she's my mama. But it's so funny.
It's a beautiful thing. It is. Because, you know, they're not selfish anymore. Even, you know, they need to be thinking about themselves. They still look at the fact that who has really made a lot of sacrifices to them, and they're willing to repay as much as they possibly can. So, you know, we do our jobs as parents. You know, sometimes we don't see it right then and there, but they always seem to just surprise us. So, your time is coming.
Yeah. And I was the other day, I was sitting listening to a conversation she was having with one of her friends, and she was like, you need to break up with him. Like, I don't even know why you're putting up with that man. You are worth more than this. I was like, oh, she listens.
Yeah.
You know, when that moment where you're like, she don't listen to me, she don't pay me no mind, I'll be talking for my health. And like, oh, she listens. Wonderful. So, yeah, I definitely understand. Just hope she don't listen to everything I say. Goodness gracious.
You want her to listen to everything you say and let her decipher as she gets older. You want her to listen to it.
Yeah. Be gentle later on in life.
I do apologize. I did not get the gentleman's name on the phone. I do apologize. What is your name again?
Hello. My name is Shaquem Edmonds, a.k.a. the Teddy Bear Literature. and I really enjoy it. Just listening to you ladies, it's inspiration to write. I that's why I logged on so I could hear how y'all think and y'all perspectives. And I never knew women talk like this, so to speak. So thanks.
Oh, well, you should go and listen to our archives because sometimes I know last week and the week before we
talked about some things. We talked about circle poles. We talked about toys. We talked about what else did we talk about?
We've talked about teaching how to give oral sex. Yeah.
Really?
And
really?
Yes, what we are doing is we're thinking about having a seminar. This is what we're thinking that we're going to do. 2015, I'm predicting it. We're going to do it sometime in February. It's a panel, and we're going to give techniques and the do's and don'ts of oral for men and women. It'll be a two-part seminar. I said it, I proclaimed it, it shall happen. 2015.
And it will. Agreed.
Speaking into existence.
Go through the archives when you get a chance and listen to some of the trouble that Taylor gets me into. Because I don't make the trouble on my own. I don't get in trouble by myself. I always have to have a partner in crime, and so that's why I chose her, because she's always, she always gets me in trouble. She suggests, I say, hey, let's go. And then, hey, that's how it works with us.
But that's good, because honestly, that's how me and Fernando is. You know, he's the poetic whore and I'm the poetic slut. That's what we do. And it's horrible.
And then we end up in all kinds of trouble and mix and mess.
Yeah, exactly. And I swear that I was not like this.
Okay, maybe I was and just didn't have nobody to blame it on, but still. You know,
because that's what
his writing, yeah, because his writing is on a different level until he makes you go to a different level. Like when I first started writing, to me, I thought my erotic poems were something good. He was like, man, that shit whack. I was like, damn, really? You know, he was like, yeah, you know, it's good, but you need to challenge yourself. Now you got to get out of the box. I'm like, well, damn, I thought I did get off the box. He said, no, I need you to get on my box. Oh, okay. So now, which make it so bad because now I'm beginning to write like him. So when I try to go back and just write a love piece, oh, my gosh. The first couple of bars may be love, and then all of a sudden I'm bent over the chalkboard. I'm getting fucked in the ass. I mean, it's just all over the place. I'm like, damn, my bad.
I didn't mean to.
Preach.
But it was great.
I didn't mean to. It was. I got money.
I got money. How about you? Did you get yours? Hey, sometimes it's like,
yes.
I got mine. Did you get yours? And if you didn't, we can shoot it for another round. It's not a problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
So yes.
Mr. Edmonds, thank you for accepting my friend request. I don't think you realize exactly what you have done.
Well, thank you. I look forward to whatever I've gotten myself into.
Because I am all, and it's bad because, you know, it's amazing that we're talking about this because when I was down in Charlotte, I had two poetry events that I was putting on by myself. And when Fernando came down in August, that was my first show, and it was a bedroom candy slash erotic night. We had so much fun until I wound up doing another one in October. So I had a couple of poets that came down from Virginia. So my goal was to do another one for February, but I'm in San Diego. So, you know, of course, things have to start all over again. You never know. I might be talking about fucking and sucking on the base pretty soon. No, it means. No, baby. Yeah, you got to have high
hopes. Well, definitely. Yeah, and I truly hate that I missed because I had so much on my schedule. I was like, oh, man, I'm trying to get to Charlotte. It's only an hour and a half away. Please, I'm trying to get to Charlotte. I'm trying to get to Charlotte. I'm not going to make it.
And we started to 1 o'clock. We were spitting until 1 a.m., and I started at 7.
Oh, man. I hate that I did not get to experience it.
But that's okay. We have found each other, so that's okay.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our show has completed. We've reached 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, because it's not even 12 o'clock over there on the West Coast yet. But I thank you all so much for hanging out with me and Miss Taylor tonight. We absolutely appreciate it. You can catch us the same time every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Friday Night Nightcap, where we tend to get into so much trouble because we're bad girls underneath all of the glasses and the big hair. So we will talk to you all next week. Taylor, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
I wanted to say thank you so much for everybody for calling in. I had such a good time tonight. I have a lot of inspiration, so I'll be working on some things tonight. Also, again, this week, Shamor, I want to say thinking about you, love you dearly, and I hope everything works out. You're in our thoughts. You're in our prayers. Again, thank you so much for everybody checking in on Facebook, on Instagram, everyone that's on Twitter. Thank you so much for checking us out and our guests for calling in. We really appreciate it so much.
All right, so we will see you all next week, same time, same place, same bad girl moment. And next week we have a special treat because I believe Miss Nikki True will be hanging out with us next week, right?
I believe so.
All right, so we're talking fetishes next week. So we'll talk to you soon. Have a good night.
All right, have a good night.
Good night.